governments taking away health care is actually quite rare. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities, and today on the Academic Minute, Simon Hayter, assistant professor of political science at West Virginia University, looks at the relationship between governments and healthcare programs throughout history.
Despite recent setbacks for congressional Republicans, the future of the Affordable Care Act remains murky at best in the light of various threats and actions by the Trump administration. In the long run, Republicans may well be successful in their efforts to unravel the ACA. While not unprecedented historically, taking away insurance coverage and benefits has been extremely rare in American politics. Indeed, this has occurred only 4 times. The first incident involved a program called Sheppard-Towner. Seeking to improve the nation's abysmal infant and maternal mortality rates in the 1920s, it provided funding for such things as educational materials and health centers. Subject to criticism of furthering communism and free love, the program only lasted a few years. In the throes of the Great Depression, the federal government also sought to help America's struggling farmers address their dire medical needs. Funding was made available for a wide range of programs such as insurance subsidies, roving medical clinics and trains, and even government-run hospitals. Shortly after the war, conservatives in the American Medical Association quickly teamed up to abolish the program. More recently, in the 1980s, Congress subjected the Medicaid program to a series of severe cuts. Moreover, the federal government also sought to improve medical access for seniors through the Medicare Catastrophic Coverage Act. Subjected to the anger of the nation's better of seniors, the program was abolished before it even took effect. The past holds some lessons for the current healthcare debate. Most notably, in the past, when the federal government reduced its financial support, states were generally not able to make up the difference. As a result, millions of Americans lost access to healthcare. However, setbacks proved temporary, and over time, cuts were reversed and access was expanded again.
That was Simon Hayter of West Virginia University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and you, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.